cooking?
What's cooking on 95BFM? Thanks to audioculture.co.nz, the noisy library of New Zealand music. Te pātaka kurihi o ngā pōro o Aotearoa.
There was Sarah talking. Oh, God. Here we
go. Mount Hyde from Beesaws.
Hello.
Kia ora, mate. How's it going?
That's good.
Hey, Beesaws are 10 and you're going to have a party and you're not getting a bouncy castle and ponies and shit?
Oh, wait a second. Are we doing the pony?
Okay.
Are we doing the pony? Is that what the question was?
No, you're turning 10 and you're not doing the usual sort of thing that people do when they turn 10. You're doing a band thing.
Oh, yeah, because I'm 50.
Potentially have a 10-year-old. Good.
I mean, I never thought, you know, when you're young, when I joined Micro Babies at 15, I wasn't thinking that I'd be still doing this stuff at 60. No, I should just said 60. Fuck. I mean, 50. Maybe... there's a Freudian slip. Maybe I will be doing it at 60.
I just made you add 10 years in your brain by saying the 10 thing, I think. That's what happened.
Yeah, I don't know. No, we're going around the country and we're celebrating a record and we're lucky because we got a chance to make that one record that people really liked, you know, out of our fans. And, the album's going for like $250 and, you know, the original. So we had to repress. And Holiday Records have come through, and we're picking up the records tomorrow. There'll be clear vinyl. So the tour, the people who buy it at the live shows, you get the clear vinyl. The orange or red, whatever it's called, that goes into the shops. I think that's available from the 21st of this month.
Just to the record collecting side of things, are you mindful of doing kind of a limited pressing of this vinyl as well, thinking of the same?
Well, we're doing 1,000.
Right on.
Copies. Yep.
How many go overseas? Overseas?
Well, I think it's all going to be here.
Oh, cool. Sweet. Shit, that's wicked.
Unless we went to Australia. But I honestly can't see that happening because I think there's restrictions on the amount of people you can actually put on a venue. I mean, they're doing it for COVID.
Yeah, right.
And also for us, I mean, we're not rich enough to like take the chance to be stuck there.
Fair enough.
What?
Yep, you do have to plan your travel in a slightly different way these days, don't you?
Yeah, well, we used to be like lightning, like bang, hit Melbourne, bang, yep. Sydney, bang. You know, and then it's like within 5 days, if you lost your mind and you just come home and then you go and do it again another time.
Now, have you played any shows on the tour so far? Is the Auckland one going to be?
No, no. Tauranga's the first show.
Okay. What night's that? Friday?
It is Friday, yeah. So, what's the Thursday for that? Yes,
Today's Wednesday, so...
Oh, Wednesday. Okay, you still one more day.
Rock and roll,
Are you driving up? Are you driving up the country, or are you going to fly down?
We fly, yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, I know it's nice.
Did you hope that there was some kind of Beast Wars Bedford van that you didn't know about?
Some sort of boogie van?
Unless there is. Unless that's the surprise present. Hey, Matt. we've brought you a fucking van.
That would be...
You'd have to play a few more cooked little nuggety venues if you did it that way.
To pay for the van, yeah, it would have to. I mean,
it'd be very panhead to get some sort of hotted up van.
Well, they're into cars. They're generous people, but I don't think they're buying me a van.
Oh, damn it.
Damn it.
Now, this evening, Matt Hyde from Beast Wars. Beast Wars, of course, playing the Power Station on Saturday night. It is going to be awesome. We've asked you to select some music for us, and the first song that I've got lined up is The Verve. Tell us about The Verve.
Gravity Grave. I think it was 93. I was in London. I was in Peckham with my girlfriend. I was watching TV, and there was this band on. And I went, fuck. Amazing. And obviously living in England, you can go and see stuff you see on TV. And he was great. I mean, and the whole band was great. We used to get quite high and go and see them. And it was very Pink Floyd, very psychedelic. I mean, obviously they went on to sell millions of records when they got a bit, songs got a bit more commercial. Mm-hmm. But this song is just, you know, it's just got elements of the Stone Roses in it, and it's just got psychedelic, and the guitar is just beautiful.
I'm hovering over the button. I'm going for it.
Go for it.
Hold the line, please.
Take the magic pill. Take it now.
Great.
The Verve, as selected by Matt from Beast Wars. I can hear how that would sound quite liquid and sort of push the boat out-esque live, for sure.
Oh, it was, yeah. There's a great Glastonbury video of that, and I was at that concert. Very cool.
Mean. Speaking of at the concert, we should reiterate, you guys are playing Saturday the 8th of May, Beast Wars at the Power Station. That has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Oh, it's great. I've only played there once. No, I've played twice. We played your party.
True.
The 50th.
Yeah, 50th.
That was incredible.
Couple beers at Galbraith's. Slip on over to the Power Station.
Maybe too many beers, but yeah, no, that's quite nice.
Sweet. And Earth Tongue in support, is that correct?
Yes, they are. And they're amazing. And a new T-shirt. If you send me a new T-shirt, I want to get my hands on that one.
It's nice and regal, for sure.
Super
it's
cool.
Like kind of baseball style.
Yeah, also it's kind of like a heart. Like a knife stabbing a mouth or something. Yeah, it looks very Rolling Stones.
Now, what's the run of things on the night? Are you going to play through the first album from start to finish?
We are doing the first album away from start to finish, but we're not starting off of it. Yeah, we'll do it in order.
Are you well?
You kind of warm into it.
Yeah, entirely. We've been rehearsing 3 times a week.
Mm. What is the mechanics behind playing a record start to finish? Do you need to have all sorts of random sort of things on board?
Well, there was one song that was never meant to be played live.
Exactly, that's what I wondered, yeah.
It's been a total challenge. Mm. So we've had to beat it into sort of, you know, like, can we do this?
Yeah.
So it's all touch and go, but if we're lucky to have a bit of magic, I think it will be great to perform it.
No doubt.
And the other songs, I was singing some of them, I think, wow, what was I thinking of?
Who the fuck was this?
Because I can't remember.
Yeah, right.
I really just can't even remember why I wrote them.
Could you remember all of the lyrics, or did you need to go back and go?
But the thing is, like, the later albums, when I'm singing them, I'm like, oh, I know, but this is about a person, or this is about an event, or.
Right. What does it mean?
Yeah, well, I can see them, people, when I close my eyes, I'm singing about them. But yeah, these songs here, like, wow, I just can't. It's almost like it's been burnt out of my memory.
Hmm.
But, we did do a lot of stuff back then, so I don't know.
Fair enough.
Nice. Now, shall we jump into the next song? Into this Nick Cave tune? What can you tell us about this Nick Cave tune?
Well, I know everyone in the band loves Nick Cave.
Mm-hmm.
And we're older artists.
Mm-hmm.
So you're sort of asking yourself, how do we keep evolving to be able to perform? I mean, he's the master of it. He's the Leonard Cohen of our generation.
Very cool.
I just wanted to acknowledge that we're all old, but we're chasing someone who's older.
Right on. I think,
and he's showing us the way, so I look forward to the next album.
Here we go. I think Nick Cave is very BFM. So
and also Anita Lane helped write the song, and I never knew that until she died this week.
Wow.
So I never knew that.
I don't know who she is. Do I need to? Obviously, I need to school.
Oh, Anita Lane was sort of the muse of the birthday party.
Okay.
Wow.
And she was on the first Nick Cave solo record.
Wow.
And she was his girlfriend from art school.
Oh shit.
So she's strikingly beautiful. When I moved to Australia in 89, there was a woman that totally had her style. You know what I mean? But I never knew that she helped write the song, which makes it even better.
Mm.
Right.
Out of interest, do you have a preference between the birthday party and Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds?
I think I prefer Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Okay.
But I'm older now. I'm not the same person. When I moved to Australia, we're driving down the motorway and I was singing a birthday party. We had the tape in the car. Hands up, who wants to die? And I was 18 years old flying to Sydney and I didn't know anyone. So, yeah, I used to love the birthday party.
That said, here's Nick Cave.
Yeah.
Spilling everything. When hands
Cave, Stranger Than Kindness. Now,
as Matt chosen
Hyde,
by Matt
Hyde from Beast Wars.
You there, mate? Still on the line?
In the cave, Stranger Than Kindness.
What the fuck?
How does it sound on the phone? Does it sound good on the phone?
Hello.
Yeah, hey, bro. What's up?
How you going?
What? No, no. What's up?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Yeah, okay. Good. Hey, before we went to that Nick Cave track,
yeah.
We were just talking about how, you know, we're all different people now and such, because you are on a 10-year anniversary album tour. Is there a headspace you need to get into, you know, like a 10-year younger you? And what is that process? And, you know, if you could walk us through it, that'd be great.
Well, the 10-year younger than me?
Yeah, is there a zone you got to get in?
A lot's happened to me in 10 years.
Mm.
So, I've had a lot of mountains and fell into a lot of valleys.
Mm-hmm.
And had to climb out. Yeah, I mean, I thought that maybe 10 years ago I thought I had it all sorted or something, but I just like didn't. I was throwing so many challenges. And, you know, I lost a lot of people I loved on the way. But now I've had them back, but they're not how they were. I'm not, you know, if it, you're just you're affected by it so much.
Right on. Yeah. But like to play these sort of older tracks, do you have to slip into a sort of a headspace to do that? Is there a ritual that the band has to do, or anything like that?
As a performer, I just, you know, sometimes I just stand there going, the next word is this.
Yep.
The next word is this. It's almost like a ritual in my head. It's not, I think I was like screaming and moving back then and possibly even rolling on the ground. You know, I've changed so much.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Now, the next tune you've pulled up for us is a Kris Kristofferson song. Tell us about this.
I mean, when you're touring, you know, the next day, because, you know, every city or town you go to, they're big nights. So if you have, you stay up very late, but then there's the call, and then you have to go in the morning, everyone has to assemble themselves, and suddenly you're in a car, and yeah, the song, I think, sums up being a touring band.
Sunday morning coming down. Do you have any classic come down stories that you would like to
fucking so many
like share? Is there one that springs to mind, like, oh man, that time I was coming down?
Nobody wants to remember the fucking come down, John. Hey, can you just remember
South London, looking out across the fucking sky, concrete, fucking, you know, I think I'd seen foxes that night in the street, walking kind of getting covered in mist, and and feeling insane. I've got to get out of here. Yeah, you know. Yeah, there's too many to talk about.
That was depressing. I thought it was going to be a great question.
No,
tell us about your worst fucking come down.
A couple of weeks ago, Matt, we're out at a friend's house. Lives out kind of in the Wops, and we had a massive.
Oh my God! I'm stuck. I can't get out. I'm stuck.
And I was sleeping in the boot of the car, and I walked out to the car, and out of the mist came two goats and two sheep. And I was like, oh, okay.
To like something extremely real. Like, fuck.
Maybe you should have been dancing on that fire the night before.
This is probably true. Should we do this Kris Kristofferson?
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Sunday morning, coming down.
Coming down.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I shaved my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my brain the night before on cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street, caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing Lord that I was stoned. There's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalk. Sunday morning coming down. park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl who he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to a song that they were singing. Then I headed back for home, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing Lord that I was stoned, 'cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as it sounds on the sleeping city sidewalks Sunday morning coming down.
Great lyrics in that one.
Come
fantastic,
in,
isn't it?
Come in, Matt Hyde, all the way from Wellington, about to do a TV interview about Beast Wars.
Yes, so this is the last song.
Have you like dressed up or anything?
Obviously, I've got my brand new rubber raincoat.
Who provided?
Got it from Sweden.
Are you going to the studio for this situation?
I'm going back to the tugboat where we did the first show.
Oh shit!
You came to a tugboat for TV.
Yeah, I haven't been here for like 14 years. It's a bit weird, eh?
No, it's not that weird.
I'm assuming it's a venue. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Well, I don't know what it is. I honestly haven't been back. There's a restaurant upstairs, maybe.
Oh. Now, I mean, how much time do you have? Because we've got two songs. We've got the Rolling Stones and we've got Soundgarden.
Well, maybe we could just choose one.
Okay.
I'm going to choose Soundgarden.
Yeah, good, good option.
When I think of this album that we made, I think this is the sound that we were trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
At early Soundgarden, before they got really, like, good. So we wanted to be like, the bad version of Soundgarden. And we achieved it.
Nailed it.
Yeah, fucking amazing. It's carried us through four albums. Song, love it. And also because it sounds like Bauhaus.
Mm.
You listen to those drums. You could tell they were, they were into goth music. Someone was into goth music. Because that's the song is Bela Lugosi's Dead. Well, that's what I think.
Should we smack right into it and come back and let everyone know the dates of this Beast Wars 10th anniversary? Let me just say, Beast Wars 10th anniversary tour, 7th of May, Tauranga, 8th of May, Power Station, up here in Auckland, 14th of May, Dunedin, 15th of May, Christchurch, 21st, Nelson, and the 22nd, Wellington. So, getting around all the spots.
Yeah, thank you so much. Actually, and BFM, in general, has supported this band so much. I mean, we had a number one record, and we don't play us on the radio. I mean, you guys play us.
Oh, bro, fucking thank you so much for the tunes, man.
The network plays us, so we owe them a great, greatly.
Ka pai, man. We'll see you at the gig.
Yeah, see you at the gig. And thank you. And have a wonderful night.
Kia ora, bro.
See you, mate.
We'll be right back.
Soundgarden, entering as chosen by Matt Hyde from Beast Wars. You can catch Beast Wars at the Power Station.
On the news, apparently, tonight as well.
Yeah. This weekend. This is Empire, my favorite track from their debut album.
Mine is Iron Wolf, I would say. now my favourite from the record. Everybody gets a favourite.
What's cooking on 95BFM? Thanks to audioculture.co.nz, the noisy library of New Zealand music. Te pātaka korihi o ngā pōro o Aotearoa.